Welcome to the Holistic Hotties Podcast. I'm your host, Kat Mansfield, and I'm on a mission to help you feel good naked. Not just with your clothes off, but with your masks off. Completely you, completely naked. I want to help you fall so in love with yourself that you can't help but feel good naked. I'm a certified holistic health coach, meditation teacher, and yoga teacher, traveling around the world to further satiate a curiosity for all things healing and true. Feeling good naked is so much more than eating healthily, the bubble baths, and the spa days. It's that deep sense of security, that deep sense of safety in your own body. Here, we're going to talk about how to overcome the roadblocks, the mindsets, the beliefs, and the self-imposed limitations that are keeping you from embodying the most radiant, holistically hot version of you. By pressing play, you're one step closer to feeling good naked. Let's do this.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Holistic Hotties. I am so glad you're here. So today I want to talk about giving ourselves permission to fail and really figuring out how it feels in our body to fail and allow for it and assess our relationship with failure and how it's holding us back in creating what we want to create. In creating the life we desire, in creating the relationship we desire, in creating the career we desire, whatever it is, how are we holding ourselves back because of our fear to fail? And how do we move past that and feel more armed with tools to create a future that we want, that is a product of expanding enough outside of fear of failure? So here we go. I'm not quite sure what's happening in the stars right now, but personally in my life, I'm feeling like there's been this shift and a lot of people are in this in-between, including myself. I think my last podcast or a couple podcasts was about, it's called Navigating the In-Between. And I feel like a lot of people were in this or are still in it where we're letting go of our old version of self. We're expanding for our old crab shell. It's no longer fits us. Like we're too big now. And in the transition of moving into a bigger shell, our next version of self, we navigate this in-between where there's that moment, that blip in time where you haven't quite clicked into your new version of self. So you're just kind of hovering in this in-between and it can feel really vulnerable and it can feel really uncomfortable and it can feel really trying. So I've been in a phase like that. And with that, I've noticed in my meditations, this feeling of an overwhelming wave of momentum coming towards me. And a lot of women in my life feel similar right now in their lives where they've been in this uncomfortable, a little bit in between phase, feeling a little bit in a rut or questioning their visions, and also feel that not only is clarity coming, but a lot of momentum to take action on that clarity is coming. So that's been present in a lot of my meditations recently. And with that feeling also comes this knowing that I am going to have to step outside of my comfort zone. I'm going to have to take bigger chances. I'm going to have to get in front of more people. I'm going to have to do things that feel scary in this moment. Do things that incite a fear of failure in my body. Do things that make me wonder what people might think. What if I don't succeed? What will they think then? Those are the thoughts that I notice come in as soon as I drop into that feeling of momentum is coming. It's like momentum is coming and you're going to have to step up. You're going to have to walk through some fears. You're going to have to choose to drop into a bigger wave. You're going to have to choose to try something new, to exist as something new, to exist as a version of self that is bolder, is more trusting, is more risky, more passionate, just all of the things that the expanded version of self already possesses. You're just tapping into it so that you can get a taste and become familiar with how it feels and slowly begin to consume more of it, slowly become who that is, slowly adopt that whole aura of being with every cell. So I've noticed that fear of failure very present in my practices and how I've been reorienting myself around that emotion, around that obstacle, self-imposed obstacle. And these are some of the things that I've been kind of marinating on as I rewire that threshold for failure, as I slowly breathe more space into that threshold for failure and create new neural networks that allow me to slowly transition into a new behavior. One of them is this reframe of there's no such thing as failing. There's just not trying again. There's just stopping. If we just question our definition of failing, what does it mean to us? Failing is the opposite of success. Okay, what does success mean to you? Does success mean achieving a certain number, achieving a certain title, a certain degree? What does success mean to you? And then ask yourself why success means that to you. Why do we want to achieve that quote unquote success? Why is that our definition of success? What if success were just trying? What if success were just following your intuition? What if success were just creating with so much intention, to heal or to create progress or to celebrate beauty, you know, like whatever your intention is in creating what you want to create next? What if that were success, just creating from that space? Because if that's success, there's really no such thing as failure. There's just deciding to stop. There's just deciding to not try again. And that's just a choice. It's not right or wrong. It's just a choice. So if we instead orient around this idea of what it feels like to allow for success in every breath, in every thought, in every moment, in every attempt at creating a relationship, a career, a life, allow yourself to feel successful just for trying, just for choosing to take 1% more of an incline towards loving yourself, towards listening to what feels in alignment. And just by choosing to listen, you are successful. And instead, approaching every experience, every quote unquote failure with so much curiosity. Every experience is more data. Every experience we get to look at, reassess our body, reassess where we want to go, reassess how we feel, reassess if it's still aligned. How often are we just head down moving towards something with this goal of success in mind, only to get there and realize, I don't even want to be here. I don't even want this. What? But we're just so determined to achieve this success by societal standards. What society has told us is success, which is a certain number, which is a certain size house, which is a certain degree, a certain title, whatever is in our mind as this would be success in my body. This would be success. I've made it if I achieve this. We're so determined to get there that we don't take the time to reassess, to take every experience that happens as an opportunity to be guided. Every time we quote unquote fail, we get to look at the experience, at the emotions in our body and say, okay, where am I now? What do I want to create now? Is it still the same thing? Because it feels like I'm coming up to a lot of resistance. Maybe I pivot this way. This feels much more aligned now. And it becomes so much less scary to pivot when we're not so attached to a concept, to an idea of failing. And instead, it's just a fluid experience. It's just a fluid trial and error. It's just a fluid creation. Each moment, we're placing a new intention, a new, more honed in intention upon what we're creating. And that gets to be fluid. That gets to breathe. That gets to dance with you. It's not so static. It's not so, I get to this place and I achieve success. And if I don't, I fail. It's a very black and white, dualistic way of living. And it's much more likely going to be a recipe for suffering. So let's not do that. And give ourselves permission to be in this space where it's much more fluid, where it's all data, where we get to dance with our experience and notice, all right, you know, I keep trying it this way and it doesn't feel like I'm being met with very much ease. Great. How about I pivot. How about I reassess, tune back into my body, tune back into what feels right in my body, reassess and create again, which is again, a lot of what that in-between time is. It's an opportunity to reassess. It's an opportunity to steep in a moment before you're in this new version of self, before this big wave of momentum comes, before you're truly situated in this up level and get to reassess, get to come up for air, get to tune back in with self and be like, are we still on the path that feels most aligned? Are we still on the path that brings me the most joy? Are we still on the path that feels like I'm using my gifts in the most potent way? Yes, great, let's keep going. No, let's pivot. Not failure, just trying something different. And that's all the journey is. Trial, error, do something, reassess. Another way in my meditation that I've been reorienting myself around this is noticing thoughts coming in about being scared to fail, emotions and how it feels in my body, the sensations of how that feels in my body, and kind of get extra logical on it. And I go, if you're scared to fail, you're communicating that you know the future. You don't know the future. All you know is this moment right now. In fact, you actually have a lot more control over the future than you think by placing your intention on what you want to create and pairing it with an elevated emotion. Let's do that, baby. And then I'm like, oh, okay. It's really a waste of my energy to be scared because I don't know. So let's be peaceful and create what we desire instead. Awesome. And then I continue my meditation. So I'm just trying to paint a picture as to how you can do this for you and drop into reframing, reorienting around this emotion, around this experience in our body that is very powerful and holds us back from doing a lot of things that we want to do, from creating a lot of things that we want to create. And something I notice also is a tendency to repeat back to myself, that's not realistic. When I have a thought about something I desire or something that I want to do or an experience that I want to have that may require a lot of money or whatever it is, or a lot of logistics or all the things, I will say to myself and I notice that's not realistic. And then I catch it and I go, what? Okay. I challenge that. Why not? Why is that not realistic? It's no more unrealistic. It's no more unreal than any other version of the future. It's just that I believe it less. It's just that it's not as deeply ingrained in my belief system as the permutation of a quote unquote realistic future, the one that I've created from all of my past experience being projected forward through my eyes, through my energy, through my body. And then it's just the same experience, different characters, different scenarios, different cities, but same experience, same patterns, same stuckness. Instead, questioning, why is that not realistic? It's all made out of the same energetic material. It's all the matrix. It's a matter of what you choose to glue together. It's a matter of what you choose to believe. It's a matter of which reality you choose to believe in. Believe is real. Believe is possible. Believe is something that you are worthy of. As soon as you truly believe that and sit with what it feels like in that, then we can create. And it takes a lot of gentle noticing of self to work through these practices, to work through these tools, to reframe, to work with yourself in a way that feels loving. It takes gentle noticing of the way we do it now and a gentle trying and trying again, a gentle resilience and tenacity because we are so passionate about healing, about creating what we desire, about feeling peace. Like we have to be devoted to the practice. Working through these and changing and expanding can feel really scary. It's also amazing. It's also the freaking journey and so cool. And yeah, it can feel really uncomfortable and really overwhelming at times. But surround yourself with other people who are doing it too. So that you can be giddy about the expansion that awaits you both together. Be like, yeah, I'm giddy. I'm also a little nervous, man. And they're like, yeah, I get it. But you got this. You know, that's how it should be. Get yourself one of those or a few of those, a community of those, and be that for yourself. And lastly, I think one of the most important things I've been doing in my practice to reorient myself around this emotion, this experience, my body, what it feels like to fear failure, is noticing when I feel that and then holding myself. So simple, but simply coming back and holding myself and saying, even if you failed, quote unquote, even if you choose to stop moving on this path, reassess and do something else, even if you choose something completely different right now, choose to stop and quote unquote fail, I still love you, baby. I will still love you so hard. And feeling the emotion that swims through your body when you hold the little person inside of you that is so scared of failing, that is so scared of, if I fail, I'm not lovable. I'm not worthy of love. If I fail, I'm going to be abandoned. All of the stories, just noticing what they are, noticing how it feels in your body, and then coming back and holding yourself, even visualizing the younger version of self and holding them, looking at them in the eyes and saying, baby, if you fail, that's okay. Freaking good job getting out there. Heck yeah. I love you. I love you. And just keep hitting that home. And eventually it starts to feel safe enough in your body to try again, to keep trying, to do things that feel cringy, to do things that feel scary, to do things that require taking that bigger step, taking that leap, taking that step off the cliff into the unknown where there is limitless possibility and we don't know what's coming next. It's not failure because, again, we redefine failure. We redefine our experience of failure. This is just a different kind of success that is less mainstream. Maybe we're not making $1 million, but we tried. That's successful. Success. Fuck yeah, baby. So really steeping in what it feels like to love yourself no matter the outcome of whatever you're creating in this moment, career, a life, a relationship, a new home, whatever it is. There's no such thing as failing, and the fear of failing becomes so much less heavy when we know that no matter what happens, I'm going to love you no matter what. No matter what happens, I've got you, baby. No matter what happens, you are worthy. No matter what happens, you are deserving of everything. So there's no reason to not move towards exactly what you want. That's my discussion on how I'm working through the fear to fail and giving myself permission to fail and reorienting myself with these tools to reframe my relationship with failing. So I hope this helps someone. That's the goal. And Mexico retreat has totally revamped. Oh my gosh, I'm bringing on board my best girlfriend, Aaliyah Gorelick. She is such a light in this world. And one of the most authentic and healing yoga teachers I've ever had the gift of being around. So we're doing it together. And we changed the location to bring the cost down to below $1,000. So it's just a really affordable deal. It's in a jungle mansion right on the edge of this bio reserve with this huge deck that overlooks the jungle and the big pool where we're gonna do yoga. And we're so committed to creating the most healing experience. Oh, it's gonna be dope. So if that piques your interest at all, you can always DM us on Instagram. I'll put both of our handles in the show notes. We're going to launch the booking page for it on June 9th. It's a Friday. So if this piques anybody's interest, get ready for that. We'll be dropping some information prior to. Okay, that's it. I'm signing off. Bye, everybody. Mwah.